A giant gold marquee stands under an indigo sky. In gold letters, 20th Century Fox. Spotlights roll the sky. Words appear. A News Corporation company. Words appear. 20th Century Fox presents a Betty Thomas film, Eddie Murphy.
You know, they say the great thing about being a kid is it's so easy to pretend. You can have a conversation with your dog or a baseball or a banana. Well, what if it wasn't pretend? What if you could have a conversation? I mean, not with a baseball or a banana, that's ridiculous, but with your dog.
I mean, we don't have the same concept of time that, for instance, people do, because you have watches and clocks. But we do know that you go away. And it's not like we don't know that you're gone.
Dr. Doolittle.
So we don't know exactly how long, no.
Why do dogs sniff each other's butts?
Well, that's just kind of our way of shaking hands. If you really want to get a sense of who somebody is, you gotta sniff their butt.
Son, stop talking to the dog. She doesn't understand a word that you're saying.
At first, his dad thought, hey, it's just harmless kid stuff. But as time went on, John crossed that fine line between harmless and, you know, just weird.
Mr. Gavin.
Mr. Doolittle.
This is my son, John. John, this is your new principal, Mr. Galvin.
Nice to meet you, John.
Mr. Galvin holds out his hand. John walks behind him.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Nice to meet you.
John!
It was time to put an end to it.
Thank you for coming, Reb.
John's dog looks up from a chair. John sits on his knees and on a pillow, legs splayed.
Leave this boy, devil man. Go now, Satan. Take the serpent's voices with you. I command you to come out of this boy. Come on out of this boy. God said it. Hell,
I'm going to bite you.
John's dog stares through cage bars.
She was my best friend.
You'll make some real friends now.
From that day on, John Doolittle never spoke to animals again.
Someday, you're gonna thank me for this.
And after a while, all he could remember was that deep down inside, there was something missing. And just like his dad wanted, he grew up to be a normal, regular guy. You know, miserable.
Hey, get out of here. Hey! Ah! 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 Ah!
A Rottweiler puppy turns around, shaking and peeing. Ozzie Davis. Oliver Platt.
Vicious animals in the hallway.
In a girl's bedroom.
And did I mention he was a father? A lot like his own father, who was a father to him before he himself became a... Oh, look, she's got a giant egg.
Peter Boyle, Richard Schiff, Kristen Wilson, in a kitchen.
Good morning, Charisse.
My name isn't Charisse. I've changed my name to Paprika.
Paprika? Paprika Doolittle. That has a nice ring to it.
Not Doolittle, just Paprika.
Well, I don't understand that. What is that about? What's Paprika about?
You know, salt and pepper, Paprika.
Oh, okay. Paprika, I get it.
I think Paprika is a beautiful name.
Really? I think Paprika sounds like a seasoning.
Jeffrey Tambor, Kyla Pratt.
Doolittle.
He doesn't take anything we want seriously.
Tell me about it.
Yes, Mark. Yes, I did go over the proposal. I think it's unbelievable. Okay, I'm on my way in now.
Maya, where are you going with that?
It's for my swan egg I found in the park.
Really? It looks like it'd be a good omelet.
Dad is gonna hatch me day now.
Well, you're gonna miss that because you're gonna be at camp.
But, Dad, I can't go to camp. Because when a baby bird hatches, the first thing it sees, it bonds with it. And I want it to be me.
You know, Maya, it is not normal or healthy for you to spend all your time on your little experiments. You know what would be a good experiment for you? For you to spend some time with some kids your own age at camp. Which is exactly where you're going this Sunday. You're being dropped off at camp.
You mean dumping me off? And what about my pet egg?
Here's half a dozen pet eggs to take with you to camp.
Stop it.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. We went and we bought you that thing anyway. You got a pet. What was that pet rat thing that we bought?
A guinea pig.
And we got you the guinea rat and the thing died. And it's not our fault that it died.
It didn't die. His name is Roddy and he's in my room.
The thing's still alive. So why are you bothering me about this swan? I'm going to work. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Everybody, good. Have a nice day, everybody. Nice day.
Raven Simone, Stephen Gilborn, music supervisor Pilar McCurry, music by Richard Gibbs.
Johnny,
John, Gina's got some qualms about the new proposal. I'd like you very much to talk
about it. No room for qualms, Gene.
No room for qualms.
No qualms.
No, there's just one or two.
The qualms are bad.
Qualms are bad. Listen to Johnny. Qualms are bad.
No qualms. I'd like to discuss. You know what it is? I'm just afraid that if we let a big company like Calnet take us over, you know, we're not going to be us anymore, you know? We'd be them.
Let me explain something to you, Gene. Them has the best hospitals, and them has the best laboratories, and them is going to pay us a very big, giant amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
I swear to God that when I think about the money, I get teary.
Huge.
Look at me. You see, those are real tears in his eyes.
But, John, what kind of medicine are we going to be practicing? The assembly line health care? Next, next, next,
Gene.
Next.
The patient has always been the most important thing at this practice and always will be.
No, I'm sorry. Dr. Weller's all booked up this afternoon.
I can take another 3, Diane.
Dr. Weller, you're already triple booked at 3. Besides, it's a new patient and they want a full workup.
Diane, we never turn away new patients, especially the ones who want new workups. John?
Edited by Peter Teschner.
Diane?
Dr. Doolittle doesn't have an opening for 6 weeks.
I will take Dr. Weller's 3 o'clock.
Gene, you're a wonderful man. Okay,
so Saturday morning, we're sitting down with the CalNet people. I'll see you all there. I'm very, very excited about this.
Hey, wait, whoa. Saturday morning? I'm supposed to take my family to the country this week.
Well, don't.
You see, it's happening already.
What?
John, you're being forced to neglect your family. And Mark, you are booking
too many patients.
No such thing.
Executive producers, Sue Baden-Powell. Gino Topping. Mark opens the waiting room doors.
Mrs. O'Sullivan.
3 women stand up.
Oh. Mary O'Sullivan.
The red-haired one sits down. The black woman and the Asian woman stare at each other.
Mary Eileen O'Sullivan.
The black woman sits.
How are you?
Not so.
Is your tummy still?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay, Saturday morning, guys. Gene, no tank tops, please. No tank tops.
Mrs. Parkes.
Yes, doctor.
Mrs. Parkes. Have you eaten shellfish again?
Just soft shell crab.
And what's the middle word?
Shell.
Exactly.
Well, I hope this deal is worth it.
It's worth it. And listen, I'm going to be there. As soon as my meeting is finished Saturday, I'm going to rush out there. And I'm going to stop the lights.
You know, Maya needs you. It's her last weekend before camp. She's a little nervous.
As soon as she gets around out the kitchen.
Oh, I'm not so sure about this.
Well, I am sure about this. I know what I'm doing.
Lonnie's lost. He's not in his cage.
Not again.
Well, you got to get going. I'll look for your hamster later.
He's a guinea pig.
Whatever, it's a rodent. I find the rodent.
Hey, Nutmeg, let's go!
Charisse peers out of her room, glaring.
You better wipe that look off your face. That's a little better. Your daughter's turning into a little Weissenheim.
She's turning into a little you. You know, there's more to this HMO deal than money. You sell, they own you.
Lisa, this is gonna be good for us. Watch.
God, I'm so tired of that rap. It's always for us, John, but sometimes I don't know who us is.
You don't know who us is. Us is us. Me and you and Maya and Charisse, Lisa. Lisa, the more money you have, the more time you get to spend with your family. That's the way it boils down. That's true. And in the meantime, you're just going to have to make do and be happy with this beautiful, fancy sports car you always wanted. Right here. Beautiful.
God, John. You didn't.
No, I didn't. The van's around the corner. But I saw how flutter you got, so don't tell me you don't care about money.
Oh, John. You didn't. You
That's
didn't.
That's not funny.
Oh, John.
Daddy, you have to find Rodney.
I'll find Rodney for you. I'll put down some of that sticky paper.
No, don't put down the sticky paper.
Don't worry. The sticky paper's fine. You peel him right off it and he'll live. I won't do it. I'll tell you what. I will turn the house upside down and I will find Rodney for you. Yes? Okay?
Just bring him with you and call me if my egg starts to hatch.
I will call you if your egg starts to hatch.
Based on the Dr. Doolittle stories by Hugh Lofting. Screenplay by Nat Malden and Larry Levine. Produced by John Davis. Joseph M. Singer, David T. Friendly, directed by Betty Thomas. At night, rodent droppings are on the carpet, mouse traps lie on the floor and the foot of the bed. Under the covers, a small shape climbs up John's sleeping body. John stirs and pulls the covers down. John covers Rodney with a pillow.
Maya!
Let's go. Let's go. Get in there, and you stay in there.
In Maya's room, Rodney sits in his cage.
Doolittle.
At a hospital. Mrs. Parkes' eyes are swollen shut.
Miss Parkes, do you have a death wish?
But I took it out of the shell.
She wears a lobster bib.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
Now, you couldn't tell what this was without me.
Oh, I know what it was. She was frightened. She wanted her doctor. It's a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful thing? That's a beautiful thing. How old are you?
26.
You spend all your time down here, right? Probably grab your naps curled up in the break room with a little cot back in the closet or something. Well, I have a real life, okay? And I'd appreciate it if you only call me down here when it was a real emergency. If one of my patients comes in here carrying his own head, call me.
Yeah, I understand. So you want me to give her the injection?
Why would not be a smart aleck right now if I were you?
Make a little smart statements to me at 2 o'clock in the morning after I came back. Hey, I wasn't all right. Who knows?
John drives his forest green SUV through empty streets. He sips from a plain white cup. A dog trots into the street. John looks up. He skids over the curb and into a trash can. John rubs his forehead. He looks out his window to see the dog lying motionless on its side. John shakes his head and leans back. The dog's eyes open.
Why don't you watch where you're going next time, you bonehead?
John stares at the dog, who turns and trots away. John pulls off the curb and drives away. In a tree over the street, an owl follows the SUV. At a restaurant patio.
Let me start by saying thank you very much for giving up part of your weekend. We just want to make sure we can answer any and all of your questions. We want you all to be comfortable with what we're proposing.
And speaking of which, it explains the details of the buyout. Now, the financial information you're probably most interested in is on page 4.
Oh, $4 million. That's pretty comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Very.
You comfortable, Gino?
Actually, I have some questions.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I was wondering, are we going to have to cut back on our staff?
Yes, unfortunately, we're going to have to make some staff cuts.
Brad?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you offered me some bread and I don't want any thanks.
So you have no problem with minor staff cuts?
Hey, you gonna share that bread or what? You just said you didn't want it.
Did not.
What is it, some kind of joke? Tripping.
Absolutely not.
Bagel chips.
Back off. What? Hey, all right, none of that. Where's the luck? Where's the luck?
So, John, do you have a problem with that or not, John?
Two squirrels quarrel.
No, I don't have a problem with anything. It's just, is it me or is it the sound really weird in this place?
Gotta go.
Bouncing off the furniture, like maybe that umbrella is picking up voices. You hear the other voices?
Is that a heron?
Not really.
No, you don't hear.
But also, I read somewhere where Kellner doesn't
let me taste
allow.
Do you mind? I'm eating here.
Well, we could split this. It's big enough.
What is this?
This is it?
I'm looking at your food.
That makes perfect sense.
Like a bird.
You're preaching. It's some in the basket there. Get those.
Bingo. Untouched toast.
And Stockholm.
Hey, you got to try this.
It's just a small part of healthcare. Hey, somebody nailed my shoes to my feet.
Are you with us, John?
Yeah, the crack.
Watch your head. I'm flying here.
Okay, that's about enough meeting for me. I got to get going. This was a great meeting and very productive, wonderful meeting. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Monday. I'll talk to you later. Excuse me.
Johnny's been on call all night. It's Mr. Calloway. He's very excited.
John gets in his car. A horse walks up to the front window.
You got to move it.
A policeman leans down.
I said, let's go. You can't park here. Let's move it. Oh, thanks. Okay, I'm moving it. Thank you.
Outside the apartment, John carries Rodney's cage and puts it in the front seat.
Ridiculous.
John drives down a two-lane highway past the Golden Gate Bridge.
We got
got some fresh air here.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about the city. You don't realize...
John and Rodney stare at each other. John pulls over on a dusty shoulder.
That didn't seem too safe. Ooh, my back hurt.
This is a dream. I'm dreaming right now.
Whoa, hold it, stop. You're talking and I understand you.
This doesn't happen to me.
Okay, let's chill. Let's just chill.
I'm not gonna chill.
You can chill.
What are you doing? Switch your side?
All right, come on.
Hey, I can't drive.
Out. Let's go.
Need some help?
No, we're fine. I'm just stretching my legs a little here.
Ask her if she's got any lettuce.
Shut your mouth. Shut your little furry mouth right now.
You sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Now what?
John sets the cage down and runs to his car.
Hey.
You're a monster!
Hey, what are you doing?
Leave me alone!
Hey! What are you, nuts? Hey, I'm Rose!
You stay away, I'll kill you!
Don't leave me out here! It's hot! Hey, what kind of doc are you? Hey, Doc, this is cruel to animals! Come on, I'm your friend! I'm your buddy! Reverse! That's it, back up! Hey, don't run over the cage now! Ooh, man, somebody save him, please! Notify the authorities!
Shut up. You shut up right now! If you say one more word, one more, I'm gonna leave you here in the middle of the road, understand?
Okay.
Rodney's cage is strapped to the roof.
Oh, stop! Slow down!
Shut up! I can hear you up there! Shut up!
Come on, Doc! I'm getting whisker whipped up here!
One more word, I'm gonna pull over and let you out the car! I'll let you out your cage and leave you in the wild! With the real animals! See how much talk you're doing? A couple of real squirrels are kicking you in your can.
Fine, then I'll just say, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. You know it is.
Turn it to the radio.
It's getting big, it's blowing in the wind.
I can't hear you.
Come on, let me in the car. Hey, why they call me guinea pig anyway? I'm not poor.
Canoes rest in a still lake. Charisse dances with headphones on.
Grandpa, did Daddy learn how to be bossy from you?
Maya, don't talk to your grandfather that way.
He certainly didn't learn it from his mother, God rest her soul.
Baby, one day you'll understand that sometimes your parents do know what they're doing.
John pulls up in front of the cabin.
I made it!
Daddy, what's Ronnie doing on the roof?
Thought the fresh air would do him some good, honey. Hey, baby. Hey.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Hey, Daddy.
Lunatic!
Hey, Daddy, we still got those BB guns I used to play with when I was little?
Crazy, man!
BB gun?
Psycho!
Son, I think you need a vacation.
Oh, yeah, and I'm gonna have one, too. This is beautiful. Excuse me, honey. Hey, what's that step called?
I think we should get rid of Maya's little rat thing.
He's a guinea pig. I don't know why you let him get to you.
In the bedroom.
Wrong button.
Lisa, in a white nightgown, opens double doors to the patio.
I'm not letting him get to me at all. Not the least bit.
Good.
John's arms circle her waist.
I'll be right back.
Is it all right if I wait in the bed?
Yes.
Time to come out these drawers, then.
Hello? Yoo-hoo! Out here. Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
The owl perches on a chair.
That's right. You're the one who can hear us, aren't you?
No, I'm not hearing anything. I can't hear you.
The whole woods are talking about you, you know? Listen, can you do me a favor? Can you just take this stick out of my wing? It's killing me. Can ya, huh? Don't worry, I won't hurt you. Ah, much better.
Good job. Thank you.
What's that?
happening to me?
You're going to be pleasantly surprised, that's what. Oh, my goodness, it's an owl.
Yeah, it's a big, nasty owl. Let's go in the house.
It's beautiful.
No, they're very dangerous creatures.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. They can poke your eye out now.
Oh, come on.
Yes, they can poke your eye out very easily. Take your finger off all of that.
What you doing messing with that?
Go get in the bed. I'm gonna go check on Charisse and Maya and make sure everything is all right. And I want to lock the door.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, you know.
Are you sure?
Go ahead, get to bed, please.
Okay.
5 minutes.
John walks to a water cooler by open windows and fills a glass.
Hey, prison man, I know you're having fun in there. Doing a little dance, make a little love. Get down tonight.
Hey, can I make a request? Can I get tuna and oil instead of water?
Hey,
this definitely tastes like
ever?
Tap water, not spring water.
Tuna and oil. I'm nasty.
Outside.
Yo, looky here. Hey, buddy. My old lady ass, I've been eating trash all night. You dig?
Yeah, you're on my tail, you idiot.
Got to lose that Bud Light. Hey, I know you can hear me.
Hey, Doc, while you're out, get some salmon. You can't go wrong with salmon.
Hey, buddy, all night.
You broke Mr. Stinky, I think.
Keep away from me.
John, what are you doing?
I have to go back to the city, honey.
What? Wait, John, why? John, you just got here.
Oh, no, but I need a doctor. I mean, I am a doctor. I got beef. I got to go back to the city because when you get beef, you got to go. I'm very sorry, honey. I'll talk to you later.
John backs over garden gnomes.
I love you so much.
Lisa waves dust away. The owl watches John drive off. She flies after.
Come on. Pick up the phone. Pick it up. Hello, Sam. How are you? Hi, it's John Doolittle.
John.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to talk to you. So, you enjoying the summer?
It's really late, John. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it really 1 o'clock in the morning? Well, I didn't realize it was that late. I'm sorry. I was just on my way into town. I was wondering if you wanted to get together for a drink or a CAT scan or something.
A CAT scan? Can it wait until morning?
I've lost you.
John stares at a mastiff in the car next to him.
No, I have to come right now.
In a parking lot, John walks past filled garbage cans.
I hit you so hard you'll see 10 more of me.
Well, already smells like 10 more of you, so why don't you just bring it on, cheesy? Now, come on, bring it. I'll tear you to pieces. I'll claw you.
Oh, man, you are tempting fate now, buddy.
No, right here, fat boy. Come on, put it right here. I'll murderize you. I'll sucker punch
you. Stick and move, you little rat.
Hey, come here, you gerbil. Ow!
Hey, what are you looking at?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else, buddy?
I'm just looking at a couple of greasy rats fighting over some garbage.
Greasy?
Come here and say that, you four-eyed, bubble-headed, doofus, biped. I'll get bubonic on your face. Come as you are.
Oh, really? What if I take that light bulb in and make a little rodent lamp out of you? How about that, huh? How about that? Let me tell you something. I'm a human. Hey, I'm sorry. Sam, how are you? Thanks for coming down, Sam.
There's no abnormalities of any kind.
All right, then.
Why are you hearing animal voices?
Exactly. Why do I think I'm hearing animal voices if everything is fine? I tell you, Sam, I don't want to wind up like one of these guys on the street talking to myself with dirt under my fingernails and stinking with my hair all matted. It's not a cool look.
Have you been under any unusual stress lately?
No, not really. I got the CalNet thing, and my wife's been giving me a hard time about that, but that can't be it.
Ah, that's small potatoes.
You know, I did hit a dog the other day.
Oh, my God. God, a dog.
Hey, Sam, make me feel worse, huh?
Well, I'm sorry, but a little doggy.
Dog was fine. It got up and ran off.
He was injured?
He felt well enough to scream out bonehead before he left.
John, the dog couldn't have spoken to you.
No, Sam, all due respect.
No, John, the dog did not speak to you.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry I woke you up for this. Thanks, Sam.
John, maybe this'll help. I had these two goldfish named Abbott and Costello, and I used to let them swim around in the toilet bowl. And one day, I leaned over to take them out, and I accidentally flushed it. And I sat there for days waiting for them to swim back up. And to this day, I never flush without looking.
John looks up.
Good night, Sam.
Hi, honey.
Where are you? You all right?
Yeah, honey. I'm okay.
Are you sure? Yeah, I was worried.
No, really. I just freaked out a little bit.
What's wrong?
Well, I got a lot of stress I've been under.
From what?
You know, the merger and the practice, it's all just kind of come to a head, and I'm sorry.
Okay, John, just come back out here, okay?
Yeah, I'm on my...
John sees the dog.
Yeah, I'm on my way out now.
In a cage truck bed.
Bonehead!
Yeah, I'll see you in a few.
John?
John?
Excuse me, we're the stray dogs.
Right this way.
John walks into a room with caged dogs.
Hey! Hey! Get off the way! Hey, buddy!
Hey, mister. Reckon I won't bite nobody again, huh?
I am Kaiser Soze.
Great, great, I have owners. They've just been out of town for a few years.
Dead dog walking.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Where are we gonna get some decent chow in here?
Hey, thanks a lot. Whoa, that was close, huh? Hey, you got kids? I love kids. Kids, they're the greatest.
Kids are great. Tell me what's going on.
Hey, you understood me.
You don't say. I think I'm going crazy. How come I can understand you talking?
I don't know. Maybe you're just weird.
Hey, shut up. You're a dog. Dogs can't talk.
What do you think barking is, an involuntary spasm?
I don't know what barking is. I know you're not barking. I'm going to be with my family. Excuse me. Good luck to you.
That's it? Oh, it must be that truck exhaust or something. Oh, no, everything's going black. Oh,
it's not good.
The dog stares at John in a vet's waiting room.
Thank you.
A large woman bends over.
Hey, is that the biggest hook you've ever seen?
John stares at her Saint Bernard.
Lie down, Chauncey. Lie down! Lie down, Chauncey!
He's deaf.
I'm not deaf. I just can't stand listening to her.
A German Shepherd pulls against his leash.
Please, don't fix me. I won't look at another female ever, I swear. Anything but my manhood, man. Not my manhood, please. Yo, baby, what's up? You looking pretty sweet there, sugar. Is it? No, I'm gonna be.
He's dragged from the waiting room.
No, please, I'm begging you.
Doolittle.
Come on. So, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I tell you, doctor, I really think it's pulmonary distress. He might have some fluid on his lungs, too.
Oh, let me guess. You're an M.D.
Yes, I am.
I can always tell when a real doctor brings in an animal. They always like to do a little amateur diagnosis.
Can you tell him to get away from my butt?
If you don't mind. I did go to veterinary school for 5 years.
Is it just
years.
Me, or is he hovering around my butt a lot?
And unlike an M.D., my patient cannot tell me where it hurts.
Listen, seriously, could you tell him my butt is great?
So, doctor, if you don't mind...
Hey, where's he think he's gonna put that? Look, I was faking it, okay? I feel fine. Just don't let it lay. Hello!
Let's just have a listen to those lungs, shall we?
Dr. Fish, maybe I should pull that out a little bit.
Don't you touch that.
It's heading in.
I see. I have to interpret what the dog is moaning about.
What's to interpret? There's a thermometer. It's in my butt.
Take it easy. Beat over a minute.
What?
Doctor? I'm just guessing. But I think you might have just lost your thermometer.
Well, it's gone. All right, I have three options. One, I can manually retrieve it.
What's he saying?
Options, he wants to retrieve it manually.
Pass.
Two, I give the dog a laxative and I wait it out. And three, surgically remove it.
A laxative or surgery?
Laxative!
You know, why don't you just give him a laxative? It'll probably come out later on.
They leave the office. The dog's hind legs high-stepping.
Why on earth would a guy go into a line of work like that?
All right, that's it for you. Hit the road. Get out of here.
What? But I'm your pet.
You are not my pet. And if I were going to get a pet, I wouldn't get one as annoying as you. Now get out. Go.
Hey, hey, don't worry about it. Look, you sprung me from the joint, you fixed me up, I'm thankful.
Yeah, let's go.
Don't worry about me. I'll just be going down the road, you know, disappearing without a trace. I hope a car doesn't hit me. Oh, well, one less dog. What's the difference?
Doolittle.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm going to see you before I go to camp.
Honey, I'm really working on it. Oh, oh, get out of here. Go. Oh.
Daddy, is that a dog?
Yeah, that's a dog.
Mommy, guess what? Daddy got me a dog.
No.
Daddy. Hey. Daddy. Is that what you've been up to, you sneak?
Oh, you caught me.
Shoo. What? I have allergies.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you at camp.
Grandpa, Daddy got me a dog. He got me a dog. Can you believe it? My own dog.
John drives under a sign reading, Camp Hawkeye.
Look, they're going to want to know your name.
I don't have one.
Well, we're going to have to think of one.
Well, let me see. A little girl once called me, please, Mommy, not him. How about that?
Nah, it's not going to work.
You got red hair. How about Lucy?
Lucy. Yes, I like that. Lucy. Good name. Yeah, just one problem. I'm a guy.
Really? How about Lucky?
Perfect. Lucky, yes. Hi, I'm Lucky. Hey. It works on two levels. I love it.
Daddy!
Here comes my door to be nice.
Oh, you got me a dog. Oh, he's adorable. Oh, you're such a cute dog. What's his name?
His name is Lucky.
Does he do any tricks?
There's a pretty neat trick with a thermometer that's kind of funny. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. You got her a dog.
Yeah, well, I got us a dog.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, let's get you all set up here. Oh, look at this nice rabbit on your door. Isn't that nice? Oh, this is nice. What a fun cabin. Oh. Oh, you smell the air here? What a wonderful place. What a wonderful camp.
Daddy, can I go home with you and Lucky?
Hey, Maya. Look, here's the deal. You stay here for a little while, have a great time, then Lucky's all yours.
3 weeks is a long time. Can't I just go home?
No, no camp, no dog.
Okay, I'll stay.
Listen, you're going to have a great time here. When you get older, you're going to thank me. Because you're going to have so many friends. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see.
All right. Love you.
Well? Who is she? Some little nursey?
Who is who?
I was married to a woman for 40 years. Her idea of wild sex was to take her sweater off.
Oh, God.
And not once was I ever unfaithful.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, it's none of my business. But you plan a weekend for the family, and then at the last minute, some business meeting. You don't even show up. And then when you do come, an emergency call, and you gotta go right back to the city. Son, I'm not dumb.
Dad, what are
you... But, like I said, it's none of my business. Right?
Doc, are you fooling around?
Shut up and get in the car! What's the matter with you?
Everything's going by so fast.
Hey, don't you dare throw up in this car. What are you looking at over there?
It's the lines on the road. They're just whipping by. Line.
Don't focus on something so close. Look at something further away. Don't look at the lines.
Okay. Tree.
Lucky
tree,
stands on the window button.
Tree.
Trapping
tree,
his
tree,
head.
Tree. Go! Oh, excuse, sir.
John lowers the window.
Who knew?
John shakes his head. At a park bench, the owl talks to other animals.
Okay, not only could he understand me, but it turns out he's a doctor. Look!
She shows her wing.
Not even a scar! And it hurts so bad. I don't know what I would have done without him. Yep.
In the bedroom.
Oh, what a day. Oh.
You have knots all over the place.
I'm all messed up. I'm falling apart.
Oh. Ooh. Mm. How's that feel?
Oh, Mrs. Doolittle. Yeah, baby.
Excuse me one second, okay?
Okay.
Just one second.
What?
Let's go.
What a chip.
Mind if I have a little privacy, please?
Mind to turn on the garden hose?
You were barking.
Well, I'm excited. You know, when I get excited, I start making all kinds of sounds.
You never barked before.
Hello.
John sees three sheep.
Yoo-hoo, Doc.
We got trouble here.
Ducks gather on the tile floor.
Hello, are you here?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you the doctor?
No, I am not the doctor, no.
Who are you?
Never mind who I am. You just get out. This is my house. You go. Get.
John picks up an umbrella before opening the door.
Hey!
Hey, Mark!
Whoa!
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. We got him.
We do?
We got him.
We got him.
You owe me, buddy.
Well, get really?
I just came from some drinkies with Gino.
Yes.
The good news is...
Uh-huh. We got him.
He's gone home now.
What I gotta know...
Yes.
...is do I have you?
Yeah, well, you,
Because you were acting awful screwy.
Well, you know...
Meaning I did cover for you, of course.
Goat.
Hello.
A goat.
A goat. I mean, you're not gonna make me the scapegoat of this whole thing. Of course you got me. Of course I'm in. Definitely.
You're in.
I'm in. Going to your house now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll call Callaway in the morning.
Call him in the morning.
Okay, we're gonna be rich.
Okay.
Rich.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh!
Hey, no!
You take care of the ducks. I'll take the goat.
Me?
Ouch! All right, I'll get the ducks.
The goat peeks into the bedroom. John yanks it back.
Hey!
What's going on out there?
Mark just showed up, so I'm gonna have to go over the proposal. We have to go over a few things in the proposal.
Come on, let's move it.
Do that. That's Lucky's out here. He wants to be taken for a walk first, so I gotta take Lucky for a walk. Then I gotta deal with Mark.
Great. I'll see you in the morning. I'll be the one cooking breakfast.
Tomorrow.
Hey, Mark! Hey, how you doing?
You're trying to destroy the life of all of you, aren't you? Freeze! Stop right there. Don't you move from that spot. What are you doing? What are you doing in the hallway this time of night?
I have to go to the bathroom. What are you doing?
I'm patrolling the hallways. I'm the father. I patrol the halls and make sure everything is safe in there. While you're all asleep, I patrol these halls. You wait, don't you move. Don't you move from there.
You know, the reason you're up this time and I go in the bathroom is because you spend too much time drinking all those liquids. Too many liquids, you're having too many liquids. And I think that you're old enough to be able to hold it in, so going back to bed.
Dad, I have to go.
Well, Lucky's in the bathroom right now.
The dog is using the bathroom.
Lucky leaves the bathroom. Toilet paper trails behind him.
Let me go in here and make sure you put the seat down and it's your turn, okay? Don't you move from there, don't you move.
John drops a duck in the bathtub with the others.
Hey. Heard a knocking.
Hey. One quiet, right? One quiet.
And closes the curtain.
Hey. Here's the toilet is all. Down like y'all like it. Ready for you. It's just waiting for you to come and do your thing.
Dad, I don't need adult supervision.
The goat runs by the doorway.
Somebody get this thing off of me.
John grabs the goat.
Hey, take it easy. Oh, gag.
Night, Dad.
Oh, good night. Night, honey. Let's go. What you almost made happen. Let's go.
What I almost made happen? What did I do?
Let's do it. Beep, beep.
Oh, no.
Where the sheep?
Wait, hold. Where are you going?
Come on.
Sorry, am I late?
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, my God, what a zoo.
Obviously not a kosher establishment.
Hey,
all right, where are the chicks?
Oh, cool.
Look at them.
John looks over the assembled dogs, birds, penguins, pigs, goats, sheep, and a little deer in his dining room.
Very well-appointed sty.
Now, what's going on? What is all this?
Oh, hey, there's a guy.
I don't know. You know, tell a friend.
Looks like they need to talk to a doctor, Doc.
Please, Doc, my udders are on fire.
Okay, let's do this.
Watch your drop means.
Tonight, this is the house of love. East Coast, West Coast. Let's unite. And Brooklyn in the house.
This should take care of the inflammation. The only problem is, who are you going to get to wipe it on for?
Does Brad Pitt need a goat?
Probably under a lot of pressure.
He's not under pressure. He's not attracted to me because I'm just a pigeon. He's a self-hating pigeon.
Oh, that is not true.
Ask him what he does all day. Go ahead, ask him.
I sit in a tree by myself.
It's because he's too good to eat with the rest of us when the old people feed us in the park.
Can I say something?
And the way he stares at a robin's breast, it's enough to make you sick.
They're orange. I happen to be attracted to orange breasts. They're
orange.
You're
not a robin. You're not a dove or a hawk. You're a pigeon, and I'm
a
pigeon.
She sits
and I've been
on that
sitting
nest
on a nest with
long,
three eggs, and they're going to be pigeons,
crazy.
Too.
But may I ask you something? If I turn this way, don't I look a little like a blue jay?
Problem with your equilibrium might be due to any ear infection.
A monkey holds a mini bottle of bourbon.
Well, maybe due to this.
I'm a social drinker. Very social.
Stand up. Stand up. Let me see you touch your nose and raise your left
nose?
Foot.
Leg. Huh?
Oh, no. I think you're wasted.
What?
Let's see you walk this line.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, la la.
You have a drinking problem, and I suggest that you stop drinking, because I think you might be an alcoholic.
Really?
Nobody likes a drunk monkey.
Sorry.
What you're suffering from is called obsessive compulsive behavior.
Throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball.
Ever you want the ball, I want you to think about something else.
Just don't say anything more. Just throw the ball.
Can
just
you relax your mind?
This is the way it works. You're the person. Okay, you throw the ball.
Okay,
I'm the dog.
All right,
I get
listen.
It. Simple as that. Don't say anything more. Just throw the ball. Please.
It's very
please,
irritating,
please,
this whole thing.
Please throw the ball. Shut up and throw the ball. Am I alone here? Am I all by myself? Am I in another universe?
Throw the ball.
He threw the ball! Oh, he threw the ball! He threw the ball! I love you! I love you! Threw the ball!
You can't save them all, Hasselhoff!
In the kitchen, John turns and cocks his head. He walks to the freezer.
Freeze!
He finds penguins.
Gotcha.
Oh, you're so cheeky, Lance.
But I was starting to hear refrigerators, too.
Hey, Doc! Hey, is there a doctor in the house?
Right up here, above your head.
Hey, Doc, look, they're gonna kick me off the force. I'm as blind as a bat. What do you say? Can you help me?
Yeah, okay, just give me a minute, all right?
All right.
Okay, be quiet.
Sorry.
Tell me what you think of these.
Outside. John puts makeshift spectacles onto the police horse.
I can see! No desk job for me. Thanks a million, Doc.
You are most welcome.
This is gonna be great. I'll make lieutenant. Nothing can stop me. Nothing.
Well, look at that, a donut shop.
I mean, all those animals, you know what? I bet you it's just the tip of the iceberg, and word gets around what's going on.
The doctor, you must help us, quick.
What happened? What are you talking about?
It is all my fault. I should not have let him out.
Oh, hey, all right, now calm down,
sir. Circus tiger, he will jump.
Didn't I tell you you should stop drinking?
Oh, drinking, I give it up.
That's better. Come on, let's go.
Wait for me. You don't know where it is. Doctor, pull over. We are here. We are here. Turn, turn.
And now on the day I end it all, I'd like to leave Margaret the Bearded Lady, my rhinestone collar, and my wet dry shaver. I'd like to leave Jack the Midget, nothing. It's too late for you, Jack.
Ugh, my nerves!
Hey, get out of there! You're right in my landing space!
Man!
See if you land on your feet, roadkill!
Won't you blood-sucking vermin take a break, all right?
Blood-sucking!
Look out below!
Hey, Lucky, come on.
Come on, what?
Come on, we gotta go up there!
Are you crazy? That's a tiger.
I'm jumping now.
Will you come on?
Don't try and stop me.
I'm coming right up. One order of man, side of dog.
On Coit Tower balcony.
Goodbye, cruel world. Oh, no, I just remembered. I wanted to leave the whip to the baboon. One of the few animals that enjoy that kind of thing.
Hi.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Doolittle.
Yeah, well, get out of here. I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm gonna jump.
Hey, whoa, take it easy now. Listen, I'm a doctor. Maybe I can help you.
I don't need a doctor. I need a miracle. I'm a train wreck. I have headaches, nausea. The worst thing is this double vision. Oh, what's the use? It's not like anybody cares about tigers anyway, you know?
Now stop, you're being silly. Listen, there have been lots and lots and lots of lovable tigers.
Yeah? Name one. How about Tony?
Tony the serial tiger?
What? I didn't hear you come up with anything.
Oh, remember that song, Eye of the Tiger, from Rocky III? It's the eye of the tiger. It's that one from Rocky III. When Rocky was fighting Mr. T, couldn't beat Mr. T. Then Apollo Creed played Eye of the Tiger for him. He went back and beat the snot out of Mr. T because of Eye of the Tiger. Because of that song. It moved him inside. Not Eye of the Moose, not Eye of the Bull, Eye of the Tiger.
That's it. I'm jumping. No, 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 don't jump.
Jump, jump.
Come on, you little scaredy cat.
I'll catch you. Not.
Didn't I say take a break? Ha!
All right, Doc, then you jump.
Why do you want to help me?
Because I'm the only one who can. I don't know, maybe it's my destiny. And maybe it's your destiny to be the one tiger that everybody remembers. Why else would I be here talking to you?
Because the drunk monkey can't keep his mouth shut.
Are you going to let me help you?
What if you can't?
If I can't help you, then you can eat me and Lucky.
Yeah, or just him, really. Will you take me back to the circus?
I will take you back to the circus.
All right. But don't think I wasn't going to jump, because I was. Sure hope you're a better doctor than you are a singer. Good job, Doc. Although you got to admit, you know, seeing a tiger jump 5 stories would have been really, really cool. I heard that.
At a circus.
Just remember, I'm putting my life in your hands.
Excuse me, where's the tiger trainer?
A circus carny points backward. John walks up to a silver trailer. A white-haired, brown-skinned man opens the door.
Hi. I really don't mean to bother you.
Is that a droulet? What is that droulet?
Do you take care of the tiger?
Yes. I am Oscar.
Oscar, do you know that your tiger's very sick?
I gotta put it down when I finally place it.
The bigger part?
Put him down.
Oh, you're going to put him down? Oh, yes. No, you don't have to put him down. Why would you put him down if what he had was treatable?
Have you been to the vet? Yeah, been to the vet. Been to see the vet.
Oh, but I'm sure he didn't tell the vet what his symptoms were.
Tell the vet what the symptoms?
I know.
Them out. They're talking to you.
Yeah.
Who sent it to you?
Nobody sent
the me. The clowns?
Oh,
to
no.
Send it to you here?
No,
you're kissing me, please.
I'm not joking.
Fuck it, try. Bring it! Bundit!
Well, that went well.
In John's office.
Hey, Dr. D. Johnny D. 3:00, CalNet. Meeting to go over the agreement. You gonna be there? You're not gonna believe what I got for us, buddy. Corporate cars. Every 2 years. What's going on? Why aren't you paying attention to me? Atlas of Feline Anatomy for veterinarians. But, John, we treat humans at our practice.
My daughter has a new cat, and it's feeling a little fluey, so I'm doing some research.
Fluey? Got a whole library here.
Hey, Mark, sit down a second. Just a minute. Okay. Do you remember when we first started out? We had those little crummy offices in the worst neighborhood in town, and we got paid almost no money.
I've blocked it out.
Have you really?
I guess so, yeah.
Those were the most exciting times to me, you know? It was like you couldn't wait to come to work because you felt like you were making a difference, you know? And last night I had to treat some emergencies. And I was challenged, and it was difficult, and I got the same kind of rush I had back then. I felt like I was doing something, you know? I felt like I was making a difference, and I started thinking that maybe here I'm not giving my patients the right amount of attention.
John, do me a favor. Don't ever confide in me. Okay, I'm utterly useless in these areas. I'm a very self-absorbed man. You want to get Gene in here? Let's get Gino in here.
Hey, Gino!
Hey, Mark.
Gene,
you know,
get in here!
You did your job just by pretending you were listening for 30 seconds. It was very helpful to me.
Anytime.
CalNet, 3:00.
3:00 sharp.
CalNet. Diane.
Yes, doctor.
Can you see if you can locate a Dr. Lewis Fish? He's a veterinarian.
Oh, well, there must be a directory somewhere. Is he local?
I don't know. Let's look here.
John sees the back portrait.
You know what, Diane? Never mind. I know where this guy is.
This is Dr. Fish.
Hello, is this the author
of feline illnesses and diseases?
Yes, it is. You've read my book?
Have I read your book? I sleep with your book next to my bed. It's my Bible.
Well, some people consider it the definitive work on cats, but, Bible? Well, no, I can see your point.
Dr. Fish, I have a very, very sick, very, very big cat. And I'm concerned that it might be something really serious because his vision's impaired, and he seems to be in a lot of pain.
Well, unfortunately, if it is in the head, there's only two options. One is surgery, and the other is putting it down.
I have no idea how I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to take care of you. I promise.
Just hurry back. Every minute you're gone, I'm 1 minute closer to death. I just might hang myself by my underpants. I can get underpants. Not really.
Oscar, you have to listen to me when I tell you this is serious. It's tiger needs x-rays, possibly brain surgery.
You're the one responsible.
You know, with that kind of attitude, your tiger's going to definitely die.
The doll.
What?
The doll.
What? What did you say?
The dad of my turtles!
Hey, all right!
Hey! Please,
hey. Well, I just want to save your tiger. I'm trying to help your tiger.
I'm full of...
Hey, you ain't gonna be hitting me with no whip. I put your bag down. You'd rather watch the chair.
He blew off the Calloway meeting.
I don't care about that. I need to speak with John. Listen, you wouldn't believe what's going on here.
Animals rest on the kitchen counter. In the parking lot.
Oh, Doc! Help me. You gotta help me. He's dead. He's laying there dead. You gotta help me.
Oh. He's not dead.
Oh, no, don't go. Buddy, old pal, friend of mine. You gotta help him.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Why? Cause you're the man. You're the man.
Oh, I'm the man now. I thought I was the guy the other day that you wanted to get bubonic.
I'm going thirsty like now. I was just kidding. You and I were ripping, Dr. Sirius. Come on.
Goodbye, world. I smell flowers.
I'm begging you. Don't let him die. Don't let my buddy go.
I'm sinking fast.
John carries a brown paper bag.
John? Hey, Mark, hi.
Where have you been?
What?
Calloway, the meeting.
Oh, I had an emergency. Excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, excuse you.
Oh, hang in there, brother.
Does it hurt when I do this?
It ain't no day at the dump.
If he dies, I don't know what I'll do.
You drag me outside and eat me.
Only out of respect.
Lisa, Mark, and Jean creep into the room.
Guys, you want to be quiet? I can't hear while you're talking.
Sorry, Doc.
John.
Uh-oh.
Oh. He said he was suffering from severe abdominal cramps.
He said?
You know I wouldn't be working on this rat unless it was an emergency. Come take a look for yourself.
What happened, Doc?
I think he's gone into arrest.
What?
I don't feel a pulse.
Oh, my God. He's a goner. He's a goner.
He's not breathing.
He's not breathing.
Johnny. Hey, Mark, maybe we should shock him, huh?
I don't know.
The paddle's gonna be too big.
Come on.
You're gonna have to give him CPR. You know how to do CPR?
CPR? I can't even spell it.
John bends over and blows air into the rat.
No, I can't even look. Doc, Doc,
no. Johnny, no, Johnny.
Oh, you didn't even wine him or dine him, Doc. No, Doc. No, I think my friend would rather die. He'd rather die.
No.
Doc.
Come on.
Oh, Doc,
come
Doc, on. Do something.
I got no pulse.
John.
Lisa, not now. I'm trying to save somebody here.
Honey.
Hey, Lisa, please.
I'm hungry.
It's a false alarm.
A false alarm?
There's nothing wrong with him. He just has gas.
Whoa, you're telling me?
He just had gas.
You're back. He's got gas. I don't care if you stink. I love you, pal.
Thanks a lot, little buddy. I felt your presence.
Lisa, stop looking at me like that.
Outside a white stuccoed complex, a sign reads Hammersmith Retreat. In an office.
John Doolittle. Who would have ever thought you would end up in a mental institution? Number one in our medical school class. Whew. Not that I'm jealous, John. Someone had to finish first.
Someone had to finish last, too.
So, John. You talk to animals now, do you? Would you like to tell me about it? Or would you rather tell my friend here, Bettelheim?
I don't need to talk to you, Cat Blaine.
Why? Do you think that he would talk back to you?
You know, he just might.
And what would he say?
I'd say you were a butthead.
I really like this cat.
He's recommending you stay here a minimum of 10 days.
You really think I need to be here for that long?
You said that you can talk to animals.
You know, I could really humor him.
Hey.
Ken. You gotta believe me.
She kisses his forehead. In a rec room.
I tell him I got a horse that talks. They don't believe me.
John watches TV with another patient.
That's ridiculous.
Peanut butter. That's how they got the horse to move his lips. They gave him peanut butter. And he stopped eating peanut butter. And he put pliers in his mouth. Didn't work. And they got another horse who could just, move his lips.
I've read every book in the library.
Excuse me.
At a buffet table.
Here you go, your medicine.
John smiles and backs away.
Okay, then.
On a patio, a squirrel scurries along a wall to John.
I can get you anything you need, you know, inside. I can get you saucers or coasters or anything, chips, nuts, anything you need. I can get you anything you need. Hey, listen, if you have any extra medication, I can really use it. You're not following me, are you? You have to say, whoa!
The squirrel falls off in an office.
Now, what is all this?
This is to prove to me and the rest of the world that you can actually talk to animals. Now, the orangutan is attached to this brainwave monitor. Normally, he responds to visual stimulation. But since you have got the gift of gab, you won't need pictures to make him respond, will you? Get acquainted, John.
Okay, listen. I need your help. I need you to make that needle over there move, because if you don't, they're going to make me stay here forever. Okay? So just make that little needle jump. Come on. I know you can hear me now, so don't play. This is very serious right now.
I guess he's just not a big talker, John.
But give me a break. Say something, please.
Please escort Dr. Doolittle back to his room.
Adios y muchas gracias por nada.
Wait a minute, you speak Spanish?
Yo hablo, tu hablas.
That's why I can understand. You think you're slick? You got a monkey from south of the border. That's why I can.
Go.
Turn that machine back on.
I got
me llamo ese.
I said, let's go.
Me amo.
Hey, tú conoces Will Smith?
On a croquet course.
I'm worried, John.
Really? Well, don't worry, because I'll be fine.
Oh, it's not you I'm worried about. It's Gene. He's not taking this very well.
You're trying to fool me. You're not worrying about me. You're worrying about CalNet. That's what you're worrying about.
John, I admit it. I want the money. I'm not ashamed of that. Look, here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to just stop barking and chirping for one day. Because if you do that, I'm pretty sure you can get out of here. That'd be a really good idea, because Calloway called me, and he said that if you're not back by Friday for the press conference, the deal's off. If you would do that for me, Johnny, I'll buy you a rat farm, and you can burp and burp at those little rats till you pass out. But let's just get it signed. Okay, my shot.
Pick it up. Pick the phone up, please.
Hi, we're not here. Leave a message.
Hey, hi, it's me. I'm really starting to miss you guys. I'm starting to wonder what I'm doing here, too. I don't know, maybe you were right. Maybe this whole thing was just my imagination.
Hey, honey! Feeling better?
Who's this?
I'll give you a hint. I'm cute, I'm furry, and I make 500 babies a year.
Rodney, get back in your cage!
Hey, now, what's up with that trap behind the fridge? You're trying to kill me?
Hey, never mind that. You get back in your cage, Rodney! Right now! I don't want your trappings up. Bye-bye. My son Rodney, little hairy boy, sleeps in the cage. I have to keep him in the cage because he has hygiene problems.
At the circus.
He's not coming back. I can't believe I fell for it. Oh, boy, I'm getting dizzy.
Man, you don't look so good.
Yeah, look who's talking. What do the three of you know?
Uh-oh.
I'm in bad shape.
Ow, my head.
In the rec room.
What kind of a name is Ed for a horse?
What kind of a name is Wilbur for a man?
You put it in the back of the throat. No, my friend. A very, very little bit in the back of the mouth. I disagree, sir.
Side to side. Look. See his jaw?
There he is.
See?
Yes.
He's not talking. That's who he is.
No. Finish what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well,
no. Full teeth.
No peanut butter.
Doc, out here. Doc, hey, over here.
John joins Lucky at the patio wall.
What are you doing here?
You're unbelievable. I crossed 3 freeways at night, no less, to come to rescue you. And all I get is, what are you doing here?
This isn't a prison, it's a clinic.
Look, the tiger's in bad shape.
The tiger? Hey, listen, forget the tiger. You know, let me tell you something. I had a perfect life until you came along and started talking to me. Now I'm sitting here in a robe and slippers discussing Mr. Ed with these guys. You've ruined my life enough. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just go away. Just get out of here, please. Go. This is crazy.
Oh, I get it. Now it's crazy to want to save a tiger's life.
Listen, tigers die every day. It's called nature.
Let me tell you a little about nature. I'm a dog, and I act like a dog. I don't try to be anybody else. We are who we are, and you are a doctor who can talk to animals. That's who you are.
That is not who I am.
Stop lying to yourself.
Didn't I tell you to get out of here? Get out of here. Go. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Fine.
Stop coming around here talking to me.
With pleasure.
You better not come back. Ah!
Bonehead.
That's all of y'all. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me!
Ruined his life. That's a laugh.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
John walks back inside. The two patients are standing up. John pauses next to them.
Ah!
Okay, Blaine, look, I want to go home.
Oh, so soon? I missed the field trip to the zoo?
Listen. I know you've always hated me since medical school. Listen, we are both adults now. Let's put that all behind us. We both have families, and I want to get back to my family. How do I do that?
Well, it's very simple. Stop talking to animals, John. Simple.
All right, listen. You're right. I made a mistake. Maybe it was a case of temporary insanity. Maybe I was working too hard. But whatever it was, it's over, and I don't talk to animals anymore. Daddy's home.
Daddy?
Hey,
Daddy.
Beautiful, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Hey, baby.
What? Why didn't you call me?
I want to surprise you. Hey, why aren't you in camp, young lady?
Mom brought her home. I didn't fit in.
Well, you're just going to have to try a little harder next year. Come here, give me a hug. I missed you.
With Daddy's baby, huh?
Honey. Do they know that you left?
No, I escaped. Of course they know I left. They released me. They told me I was better. Time to come home and spend some time with my family.
Are you not talking to me?
You're sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Because I got scared, you know, wondering when you were coming home.
Well, I am back and I'm fine and everything's gonna be just like it was in the old days.
Okay, I know what you're doing. Well, two can play that game. I don't have to listen to you either.
You know, honey, I was thinking maybe we should get rid of that dog.
I ain't listening to him coming home empty-handed.
In the office.
Diane, please call down to radiology and get the x-rays with Mr. Galvin. Also check with Mrs. Rivers and see if she can switch her appointment to 3:15. May need to call in Jean for a consultation.
Yes, doctor.
Jean, can you check your schedule and see if you have time for a 3:15 consult?
Sure.
Good. And Mark, just get back any of the tests on Mr. Freeman yet.
I think they're coming in this afternoon, Johnny.
Good. Keep me informed.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, do you think I should get my beak done?
Hey. Call somebody from maintenance and tell them you need to put in some permanent screens or set some traps. This is a doctor's office, not a zoo.
He's back. We're gonna be rich.
In Maya's room.
This is where he lives, and this is where he exercises.
Does he do aerobics?
Yeah, the guinea pig aerobics.
Well, let's get this show on the road. I can't be... Hey, put that thing away. We don't have time. You're going to get your dress dirty. Pop, will you help out, please? I can't be late for this thing.
But Rodney wants to come.
Absolutely not. Rodney cannot come. This is a press conference for people. No animals allowed. No Rodney. No way.
Well, why don't you tell him he can't come then? He'll listen to you.
No, I'm not going to tell him he can't come.
help out.
John exits, fussing with his tie.
Come on, Pop.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
When Mommy called and told me what happened to Daddy, I wasn't afraid. I was happy because I believed that he can talk to animals. Because I wanted Dad to be weird, like me. Is that wrong?
No. No, it's not wrong.
It's just sometimes I don't think he likes me very much.
Honey.
John listens in.
He loves you.
I know he loves me, but I don't think he likes me. And I really want him to. I'm gonna try to do things his way, Grandpa. And stop doing these stupid experiments.
No, Maya. Don't stop your experiments. Sometimes daddies are the ones who need to change.
John meets his father's gaze.
Let me park this car.
All right. Come on, girls. Let's go.
Maya, let me talk to you a second. She'll be in there in a second.
Okay.
Hey, listen. I don't think your egg is a stupid idea. I think it's kind of cool.
You do?
Yes, I do. You have curiosity and you got a lot of good ideas, and that's what makes you special.
You mean weird?
No, I didn't say weird. It's special. And, you know, being weird is not such a bad thing. A lot of the greatest people in history were considered weird when they came on the scene, you know.
Like who?
Lots of people. Albert Einstein, when he showed up with his crazy hair, people thought he was weird. You know, a guy that smart, that was weird to people. And Muhammad Ali, when he showed up on the scene, saying what round he was going to knock out people in, screaming, I'm the greatest, people thought that was strange, you know, kind of weird, super weird. And Joan of Arc, she heard voices.
Like you, Dad?
Yeah, like me. Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. No matter what happens, you be who you are, and you love who you are. Because I love you. Let me kiss you. Yes.
You know, Dad, you're a great person.
Oh, thank you.
And a weird one, too. He is
up. Okay.
That was beautiful, man.
Hey, Lucky, what are you doing here?
Do you have a tissue?
Yes, I do, right in the back, in that pocket over there. Hey, listen, I'm sorry I ignored you back at the house. You were the one who said, be who you are, and you were right. You put me back in touch with a part of me that I'd forgotten years ago, Lucky. Can you take it easy for a second? I'm trying to say something.
Well, then just say it.
I'm trying to say it. What do you think I'm trying to say?
I love you, Lucky.
Oh, no, no, that's not what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, yes, it is.
That is not what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, come on, deep down inside, that's exactly what you want to say. Come on now, you'll feel a lot better. Come on, let it out, go ahead. You know it, I know it.
I love you.
You love me? Oh, I'm gonna need another tissue. Where are we off to?
We are off to ruin my life.
At the circus. John opens the trunk, lifts the floor panel, and grabs a tool.
Oh! Hey, Doc. You came back.
You need help. I want to take you to get some tests.
Tests? That's good, right? Tests? Stairs.
They walk past a tiger cub.
Take good care of him, Doc. He's our star.
He'll be okay.
I'll be right more stairs.
Come on, get in.
Wait a minute. The dog gets to ride up front.
Hey, could you stop looking at me like I'm a side dish?
Oh, don't flatter yourself.
Hey, you two guys, shut up. Quiet.
Hey, look! Jerry! Can you tip your voice down?
He's a big fan.
Hey, Jerry! How you doing, dude? Just going for some tests?
Hey!
I'm fine. The tiger's fine.
A security guard chases the car.
I told you they'd get away.
No thanks to you.
No thanks to me? You, three armed guards versus a pigeon? That's a fair fight?
Did you see the lights?
Yes, I was watching numerous.
Let's start with a trade. Let's start with a trade, and then we're going to suck. Think of the four three numbers. Oh, let's take a yuckers.
Oscar glares at two clowns.
Excuse me. Clowns. Wow. My heart is break for your yuckers. Halt! You come back! This plan is now!
In the office.
Did your dad say anything silly to you tonight? About anything silly he was gonna do or anything?
No.
No? Was he acting silly about anything? No?
Look, kid, where was your dad? I'll give you $5. What's gonna take 10?
Hey, this is Maya Doolittle, the littlest Doolittle.
How do you do?
Hi. Okay, nice to see you. Do you like to fish? I love to fish, and I want to turn you on to my guy. He's half Taiwanese, half Senegalese.
He does this whole Jeremiah Johnson thing that's just fantastic. He cleans the fish. He does these tribal dances around the fire at night.
Where's Doolittle?
You know, I just talked to him. He stopped at an orphanage to take care of a sick child. You know, that is so John. It's so typical of a man who just, he just cares.
If Doolittle's not here in 10 minutes, I'm pulling the plug.
You're really not going to have to do that. He's at the orphanage, sir, and he's going to be here in 5 minutes. This is
hope so.
Yeah, he really will be.
He's not at home, and he's not answering his pager. I'm starting to get worried.
Mom.
Yes?
Guess who Maya brought to the party? Roddy!
Oh, Roddy, there you are.
Roddy!
Man. A woman exits a bathroom. Rodney walks inside.
Where's the kitchen at? I got to get in here. Where's the food?
Maya looks under the stall doors.
Rodney! Rodney!
Rodney sits on a toilet.
Rodney!
This ain't no kitchen. Smell bad. Must be cooking chitlins.
Mrs. Parkus enters Rodney's stall.
Man, what's this for?
Sitting on Rodney, Mrs. Parkus pulls a king crab from her purse. She stands up and looks down to Rodney.
Yourself!
Rodney spins in the bowl.
Somebody get the license plate number. I have just been violated.
In the parking lot, John and Lucky get out. John opens the back door.
This is where you work?
Come on.
Oh.
Don't throw that away. That's the marrow. It's the best part of the bone.
Oh, look who's here.
Well, if it isn't Siegfried and Roy.
Hey, keep it quiet. And Lucky, you keep an eye out. You rats help.
Hey, we don't work for you.
Give me a break. I saved your life.
That's just a nice news. Take a hike. You want gratitude? Get a hamster.
Get a hamster? You killed me. Get a hamster.
I gotta get help.
Yeah, I got a plate ID on the catnapper.
Do something.
Sierra.
The heart of a hawk. The heart of a hawk. The heart of a hawk.
A chicken hawk.
The heart of a hawk.
The male pigeon flutters above a police car. In the bathroom, Rodney sits under a hand dryer.
I feel good. I knew that I would. That feels good.
I enjoy my personal relationships with my patients.
You'll get over that.
Well, maybe I just
I'm joking. Gene, I'm trying to kind of program.
At the reception.
I'm the kind of guy who would rather be trudging through the snow with a little black bag,
making house calls.
Exactly. It's kind of adorable, really.
Gene opens a door, hitting Mark's face.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I broke my nose. I think I broke his nose.
Did it break? Was it broken?
Let me check.
Oh, no! Oh, my God. Oh,
I broke his nose. Hold on, let me take him to X-ray.
Okay. I'm blacking out.
In a hallway.
Come on.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is not an impressive hospital.
What are you talking about? This is a private doctor's office.
Still, for someone who can talk to animals, I thought you'd do a lot better.
In a lab. Rodney sits on a vibrating tray of vials.
Yeah, it hurts.
Of course it hurts. You walk right into a door. You're
oh, God, I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. Do we have any morphine in the vault? Do we have any morphine in the vault?
Hey, guys.
John!
What happened to you?
I walked into a door.
I crushed your septum.
Oh, really? Look, guys, this is not a really a good time. I'm kind of here with somebody.
Oh, my God, John.
What?
I do not approve. Lisa is a wonderful woman.
Okay, it's okay, guys.
It's a painter, man!
All right, he's not gonna hurt you! Kill him!
Be afraid! Be very afraid!
Oh, my goodness. I have to sit.
In a hallway.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go tell Johnny that we're gonna fix his little tiger up after he signs. Okay? Then we have him committed. We're having him committed. He's going to Happy Acres. He's perfect. That will get our money.
Gene winds up and punches Mark in the nose. He grabs his hand.
It looks like it's shifted slightly to the left. That means that there's something applying pressure to it, Gene.
But, John, you can't operate on a tiger, especially when you don't know what the symptoms are.
Double vision and chronic headaches. He told me so.
John, you're going to wind up back at Hammersmith. I mean, I think I've been very supportive of you. But if you expect me to believe that a tiger told you what his symptoms are, I just think I might have to draw the line.
You have to do something quick.
We got to get him into OR fast. It's the only chance he's got, Gene.
What about the press conference?
John and Gene push a large gurney.
$20 says this guy never shows.
Watch your back, everybody. Try to get to the operating room. Clear the way, please.
Out of the way, please. Out of the way.
Clear a spot, please. We have an emergency here. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Clear the way, please. Coming through. Coming through.
There you are. Let's do this.
Mr. Calloway, Mark broke his nose.
The nose can wait. The press is waiting, but come on, partners, we're announcing.
I really don't know if we should leave Mark with his nose in this.
Where were you?
Thank you all for coming, and thank you all for being so patient. As you all know, the practice of medicine and the business of medicine have been undergoing very big changes in this country. We at CalNet strive to be at the forefront of these changes. That is why I'm proud to announce the acquisition of one of San Francisco's
premier medical... This is the life. Hot wings. Nuts. I love nuts.
Oh, my. Live prey.
Uh-oh.
The tiger steps out from under the gurney.
That's a big cat.
John grabs Rodney away from the tiger.
All right. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anybody. Just a very, very sick tiger.
Better have some kind of rational explanation for all of this.
You know, Mr. Calloway, I don't have a rational explanation for this. I wish I did, but I don't. For some strange reason or another, I can communicate with these animals. All of them. I can talk to this animal who told me that he's sick. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to me, too. Right now, I got a really sick tiger on my hand. I'm going to go back here and try to save it. That's the only thing that matters.
Doolittle, you go through with this.
The tiger stalks Calloway, who hides behind his assistant.
So if you'll excuse me.
Stupid cat! Ruined a good party!
Hey, shut up.
What do you mean, shut up? Hey, I was getting ready to do karaoke!
Police cars race down the street and pull up in front of the building. The police step out to see Lucky pacing in front of the building with the pigs, penguins, the monkey, and the police horse.
What is this?
No more
pain. No more pain. 1, 2, 3, 4. You ain't getting through this door.
No,
just no
peace. Make love, not war.
No more
pain. Fur is murder. Free Willy.
Pigs go home. Pigs go home. Pigs go home.
Huh?
No, not you. The police.
Wow, this is great. Are you okay?
Well, the man's coming down hard, but we're holding strong.
Oh, I got such a chill.
Really?
Really?
I'm going to give you a local. It's not going to hurt. You feel like a little bee sting.
In the operating room.
A little pressure. That's about it. Okay? Here I come.
He can't do this. He still thinks he can talk to animals.
He can, Lisa. He can talk to animals. It all started when he was a kid. I didn't know what to do.
Wait, what are you saying, Dad?
I thought it was a handicap. But it's a gift, Lisa. Don't you believe it? Look, look, look. See for yourself.
Don't worry about that at all. I need you to stay alert and tell me if you feel any numbness in your paws or down your right side.
Have you ever done this operation before?
Oh, yeah, once in medical school, but it was to a cadaver. But my professor told me I did such a good job that had my patient not been dead, he would have lived.
Very comforting, Doc.
Hey, Doc, whatever happens, well, I feel blessed for having met you.
I'm the one who's been blessed, okay? You just relax, take it easy, you're gonna be fine.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Gene, I'm not sure anything.
Since when did Dad become a vet? Dad can be anything he wants to be.
Lisa leaves.
It's like Noah's Ark out here. It truly is a remarkable sight. This odd collection of animals has actually prevented San Francisco's finest from entering the building, which is apparently where the stolen tiger is being held. It's as if they've all come together for a single purpose.
Gene, irrigate, please.
All right, Jake, I need you to be alert. Tell me if you feel anything, anything at all. Do you feel anything now?
No. Just the same old pain.
How about now? You feeling any numbness at all?
I can't. I don't know.
Just relax and listen to the sound of my voice, okay?
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. I'm not gonna let you go.
John?
Lisa is wearing scrubs.
What did he say?
He says he's a little scared.
The crew, guests, and Doolittles watch through glass doors. Motionless. Lisa walks over and gently raises Jake's paw, petting it.
Pulse is dropping fast.
This door is bulging too. It's too much pressure.
Uh-oh. My left side went numb.
Pulse still dropping.
Okay, all right. Hey, you just hang in there, okay, Jacob? Hang in there for me.
Okay, Doc.
It's a blood clot. It has to be. All I gotta do is find it. A little more suction, Gene. I gotta be able to see it.
We're losing him. We gotta relieve pressure.
Come on, Jake.
Don't let go yet. You're almost there, all right? You're almost there.
I can see there.
There?
That's it.
Okay, here we go.
It's gone. The pain is gone.
Blood pressure stabilizing.
It's gone. It's really gone.
He's okay.
The throng moves and mingles. Above, Lucky and the birds watch through the glass ceiling.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. You just lay back and relax. We're going to have you back in the center ring in no time.
John looks to Maya. They smile.
Hey, Doc, why are you going to do that? Now, if he tries to eat me again, I'm going to smack that mustache off your face.
He's a lunatic. He has a history of mental illness. He is, frankly,
he's the most remarkable surgeon
he's
I've
here
ever
to
seen.
Stay. He is the straw that stirs
I
the
want
drink.
Exclusive rights.
And the dynamic, caring, I can't imagine.
Doolittle, wonderful work, Doc.
Bravo, Johnny. I'm so inspired.
Welcome aboard. Practice. I feel like I've bought myself a winning franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you haven't bought anything. We're not for sale.
Look, we don't need these namby-pamby wacko freaks as you reach.
Mark looks up.
Straight to the top.
You want pigeon? I'll show you pigeon.
Bird droppings land in Mark's mouth.
Are you happy now?
I'm right behind you.
Calloway's hit on the head.
Hey!
Inside Maya's room.
Hey! Somebody come here! I think we got birds! back here. Hey, hey, come, somebody. I see some shaking in that egg. I see shaking in the egg. Hey, 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 how's it going, McGruff? You know what? A tic-tac wouldn't kill you. Hey, girl, get up. We got Burp coming.
Oh, great, a swan egg. This is going to be great.
Come on, girl.
I have just one question. What is a swan?
My egg. My swan egg.
Okay, just breathe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here come the magic moment. Oh, no. This is like Jurassic Park. It's going to kill us.
It's hatching.
Good Lord, Doc. What on earth is that?
That would be Maya's brand new baby alligator.
Mama?
Mama? I'm not your mama.
Mama?
No, don't look at me. Although there was that one time I got drunk in the Everglades.
In an alley.
Hey, Lucky, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging with the guys.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Doc.
It's the push me, pull you.
Come on, we got house calls to make.
Oh, house calls, of course. Yes, house calls. See you guys. Hey, Doc, wait up. So, you're going to treat both humans and animals. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's no big thing. We're all basically the same, you know?
My thoughts exactly. Okay. First, I want to move my bowl up on the dining room table. Second, no more Doc. That's gross. I want my own room with a TV. Your basic table will be fine.
I hate stories with happy endings. What did you say? I didn't say nothing. Then.
The owl's shadow passes over the fleeing rats.
We could discuss.
Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.
With the animals. Grunt and squeak and squawk.
And get up off that thing and keep moving up. Get caught up in the 9 to 5. But for now,